I'm Debbie B, and today we're diving into a topic that affects every single person who has ever thought about buying, selling, or investing in real estate. Myths. Real estate is absolutely full of them, and some of these misconceptions are so deeply embedded in our culture that people accept them as fact without ever questioning whether they're true. And the problem is, believing the wrong things about property markets can cost you real money, real opportunities, and real peace of mind. So today, we're setting the record straight. And to help us do that, I'm thrilled to be joined by someone who knows the legal ins and outs of the property world, Talia Bauer from Craig Bauer, solicitor and attorney. Talia, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Debbie, and hello to all of our listeners out there.
It's lovely to have you. Now, as a solicitor who works closely with buyers, sellers, and investors every day, you'd know better than most just how much bad information is floating around there. So let's get into it. Over to you, Talia.
Thanks, Debbie. I thought for this podcast, we might have a little fun and myth bust some common misconceptions. Perhaps take it from the top, Debbie.
Okay. So, Talia, the myth that I want you to answer is you don't need a conveyancer until you're ready for settlement.
Well, this one is a definite myth, Debbie. It's never too early to engage a conveyancer or a solicitor. Certainly, there are important considerations from the moment a buyer signs a contract. Ideally, both parties, buyer and seller, would discuss the contract terms with their representative before signing to make sure that they know the terms on which they'll be legally bound by. Most conveyancers will offer this for no additional charge or a small fee only, whereas the cost in putting a foot wrong can be disastrous. In a similar vein, Debbie, our second question, myth bust, you don't need to talk to a lender until you find the house.
Well, I can answer this one because I, as you know, I used to work in the finance industry. So there's no hard and fast rule on when to line up a lender, but it can really streamline the application process if buyers seek pre-approval from their bank or through their broker before house hunting. And I found this very, very good because you felt confident when you went out there buy a house if you had pre-approval. Because there's nothing worse than going and buying a house and then going to the bank and they say no. That's really scary stuff.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. Not only does it assist with timing and meeting a contract conditions, it can also serve as a budget for buyers and allow them to more easily narrow the search for the perfect property. So, Talia, this is a big myth. The seller decides the sale price.
Oh, well, Debbie, remember that saying, things are only worth what someone's willing to pay for. It's the same deal here. The market dictates the sale price. A sales agent might be able to give a price guide or a listing price, but without a buyer to back it up, it's all academic. Sellers should do some research in their particular area before being won over with false promises. Setting a realistic listing price or having one in mind is key. An inflated price can deter potential buyers. So our next myth, I never trust a real estate agent. What do we think about that, Debbie?
Well, I was actually a real estate agent too in a past life. So in my view, real estate agents are key to the success of a transaction. They have access to both parties to a transaction and so are able to aid negotiations quickly and successfully. They are a font of real-world information and professional advice and usually have a practical solution handy or know someone that will. I would say try to find the right agent for you and also for the property you are selling. Recommendations from those with recent experience are a good starting point. Having said that, sales agents are not a replacement for a conveyancer or legal representative, so you are best to seek legal advice from the legal experts. And Talia, this is one that's interesting. A seller must vacate their property before the buyer's pre-settlement inspection.
This seems to be a big one rolling around at the moment, and it's just simply not true. You own your own home and are therefore entitled to use it until settlement's been effected between the parties. That is, title's been exchanged for consideration. That's the purchase price. Settlements typically take place in the afternoon to convenience banks and allow the parties time to prepare. A general rule of thumb is for sellers to try and have the keys to their home, to their sales agent, by around midday on the date of settlement to ensure a smooth handover after settlement to the buyer. Of course, life isn't always perfect and sometimes there are delays. Effective communication with your sales agent, conveyancer or a solicitor will ensure a successful outcome every time. Buyers are entitled to inspect a property prior to settlement, so sellers are being mindful of that, but there should never be the expectation that they are that buyers are inspecting a vacant property. A lot of sellers, especially in this market, are needing to sell their home at the same time as they buy their next. So oftentimes, it's simply not possible to inspect a vacant property prior to settlement. For our next myth, surely, Debbie, we can settle earlier than 30 days. I'm sure you would have probably heard that.
Yes, people just think that they can just move in whenever they want to, can't they? But there's so much involved with a settlement. Even 30 days is not a long enough time, is it?
Sometimes, especially if you're looking, for sellers looking to land, to buy something around about the same time as they sell, it can be a bit of a convoluted deal. So
yeah,
30 days, it's kind of where we meet in the middle usually.
Yeah.
And in most cases, it can be facilitated.
But sometimes, like, for instance, someone needs to move in within 2 weeks. Is that a possibility?
It is if we don't have a bank. If we've got a bank, goodness me, that's a push.
Yes.
So just something to really, before we set the terms in the contract, definitely discuss with a representative. It's possible, but there are a lot of ifs or buts.
Yes. So talk to your real estate agent, to your solicitor.
Absolutely. There are many different factors to consider. So have a chat to those people. For most people, it's a significant expense. It's well worth taking the time to do it right and not rush it.
Well, that was really interesting. I really enjoyed the myth-busting today, Talia.
Thanks, Debbie. Appreciate your input as well, as always.
Absolutely. So that's it for today's myth-busting session. A huge thank you to Solicitor Talia Bauer for helping us separate fact from fiction. If today's episode has changed the way you think about real estate, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Until next time, check out podcasts from Talia on 1015fm.com.au to help you navigate the legal world of real estate.